happy to be with you once again.
我今天跟大家一块儿很高兴。
I just finished a four-month sabbatical 2 weeks ago.
我刚两个礼拜前完成了我四个礼拜的安息年的休息。
And I want to thank the church for giving me some time to rest and slow down and to hear from the Lord.
我感谢教会给我休息的机会，可以放慢我的脚步去聆听神。
And I hope all of you will come to the congregational meeting this afternoon.
我希望大家下午都会参加这个会友大会。
I hope you'll be hearing some exciting news about the church.
希望大家能听到一些关于这个教会好的消息。
The church's new theme for this year is Seek the Peace of the City.
今年教会的新的主题是在这个城市里寻找平安。
That theme comes from Jeremiah chapter 29.
这个主题是来自耶利米书二十九章。
God tells the Jewish people who were in exile to seek the peace and prosperity of the city they were in.
神告诉那些被流放的以色列人要在城中寻找平安和富足。
And this is in spite of the fact that they were captured, captives there.
当时的情况是以色列人是被掳的。
Now, the church can relate to the city in different ways.
教会对城市有可能有不同的关系，不同的看法。
For instance, the church, in some sense, can be against the city.
有时候教会是跟城市是有一个对立的情况出现的。
Christians may see the city as being full of sinful people.
很多基督徒认为城市里充满了有罪恶的人。
And that we need to separate ourselves from these evil people.
我们要把自己跟这些有罪恶的人分辨出来。
And so we can be against the city. We can have animosity toward the city.
我们可以就是跟城市作对，而且对城市是有敌意的。
A second way we can view the city is that we can be in the city.
第二种看法就是说我们可以在这个城市里边。
That is, the church building is located in the city.
因为这个教会的建筑物是在城市里边的。
But the church space is just a place to meet.
但是这个教会会所呢只是一个我们聚会的地方。
And there is no concern or contact with the people around it.
我们就对周围的人和事情没有任何的关心，任何的接触。
Such a church is not outward focused, but inward focused.
所以教会就变成我们只关心我们内在的，而不关心外在的。
The church building is almost like a fortress.
这个教会的建筑物就好像一个城堡一样。
And the people have no care, about the people around them.
在这个城堡里面的人对外界的人是毫不关心的。
A third way that a church can relate to the city is that they become like the city.
第三种教会对城市的看法是教会爱这个城，喜欢这个城市。
That is, they want to imitate what the city is like.
他们喜欢想去模仿这个城市。
Sometimes it's because they want to be culturally relevant.
他们想就是跟这个城市的文化背景有一个配合。
So they adopt the values and the beliefs of the city.
他们就把这个城市的价值观和他们的信念就结合在一起了。
But then they stop being salt and light of the world.
但是他们这样做呢，就不是在这个世上做盐做光了。
The fourth way in which the church can relate to the city is that it can be.For the city.
第四种教会可以跟城市建立的关系的情况就是教会爱这个城市。
Such a church loves the city and wants to serve the city.
教会爱这个城市，所以教会想去服侍这个城市。
So I want to look at particularly this first view of a church that is against the city.
今天我们就着重看第一点，教会是跟城市对立的。
And as I mentioned, many Christians have animosity to the city and the people of the city.
刚才我说过，很多基督徒对这个城市有敌意，而且对城市里面的人是不喜欢的。
They see the city as a very dirty place.
他们看这个城市是一个肮脏的地方。
It's filled with graffiti and vandalism.
到处都有涂鸦和破坏的事件发生。
It's just crowded with people.
有很多很多的人。
Those people are different from us.
那些人跟我们不一样。
They look different.
他们的外表是不一样的。
They speak different languages.
他们说不一样的语言。
They worship different gods.
甚至他们崇拜不同的神。
And the people of the city are seen as wicked.
他们看这个城市里面的人是邪恶的。
They practice sexual immorality.
他们是奸淫的。
The city is full of violence.
城市里有暴力。
It's full of crime.
很多罪恶。
There's drunkenness and drug use.
很多酗酒和吸毒的情况。
The rapists and murderers.
有很多的强奸犯和杀人犯。
So many Christians see the city is filled with this type of activity.
所以很多基督徒看这个城市，就是他们充满了以上所说的不好的事情。
And they conclude that God should just punish these people.
他们觉得神就应该去惩罚这些人。
God should just judge these people.
他们觉得神就应该去审判这些人。
Now Jonah.Had this kind of view of the city.
约拿，我们今天看的约拿，他就有这样的看法。
Jonah was a prophet from the northern kingdom of Israel around 750 BC.
约拿是北国以色列国在大概主前750年的一个先知。
Now, when I mention Jonah, I'm sure a lot of you think, "Oh, that's the story of that prophet who was swallowed by the great fish."
当我提起约拿，大家很自然的就想起啊，那个先知是他被鱼吞了。
Many of us think that the book of Jonah is a children's story or fairy tale.
很多人都觉得约拿书就是一个童话故事。
That it has no relevance to adults like us.
就跟我们成年人毫无关系。
First, we need to realize that this was a true story.
第一，我们要看这个故事是一个真实的故事。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道它是真实的呢？
Because Jesus believed in this story.
因为耶稣相信了这个故事。
And many people think about how the story of Jonah is just about this miracle, how this person survived being swallowed by a great fish.
很多人都觉得约拿书只是告诉了我们约拿如何的被鱼吞了，然后他又如何的生存下来了。
But we're not going to focus on that miracle, even though it's true.
我们今天不去看这个神迹，因为虽然它是真的，但是我们不去看它。
But God has more important spiritual lessons for us to learn.
因为神有更大的属灵的课让我们去学习。
So we're going to quickly look at this book and particularly focus on the last chapter of that book.
今天我们来看这个约拿书，我们要着重看的是第四章最后一章。
Now you may have trouble finding the book of Jonah.
你可能在圣经里很难找到这个约拿书。
It's among the minor prophets toward the end of the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经的后半部分的小先知书里，你可以找到它。
And they are called minor prophets not because they're not important.
他们这些书叫小先知书，不代表他们不重要。
It's because those books are shorter than the others.
只是因为这些书是比其他的书要短一些。
And first, if we look at the story of Jonah, we see, number one, God's call to the city.
第一点，我们看约拿书的时候，我们看见神对这个城市的呼召。
In chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, it says, The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for the evil has come up before me.But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
我们看第一章的第一到第三节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿，说：“你起来去尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的罪恶达到我面前。”约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇到。一只船要往他失去，就给了船架上了船。
So here God calls Jonah to preach against the city of Nineveh.
先这个我们看到神呼召约拿去跟尼尼微的城的居民去说话。
Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria.
尼尼微是亚述国的首都。
And Assyria was the mortal enemy of Israel.
亚述国是以色列国的死敌。
And when God says Nineveh's evil has come up before me, He's saying Nineveh was especially evil.
当神说尼尼微的罪恶达到我面前的时候，他所指的就是尼尼微的罪恶已经是非常的严重了。
That nation had a reputation of cruelty.
这个城呢，他们有一个恶名昭彰的事情，就是他们非常的残暴。
They were especially brutal to the people that they captured.
他们对他们抓到的人是非常的残忍的。
They would skin people alive.
他们会活着剥那些人的皮。
We cut off their heads.
他们会把他的头砍下来。
They would rip out their tongues.
会把他的舌头勾出来。
They would mutilate their bodies.
会把他们的四肢砍掉。
They would make a pyramid of human heads.
他们甚至会把用人头做成一个金字塔。
And so it would be fair to say that the Jewish people certainly feared and hated the Assyrians.
我们可以说所有的以色列人都是很害怕而且很憎恨这个尼尼微的人。
And again, we know that Jonah was a Jewish, a Jew.
我们知道约拿是一个犹太人。
And the Assyrians were Gentiles.
亚述人是外邦人。
There were pagans worshiping different gods.
他们外邦人是崇拜不一样的神的。
And so certainly there is this animosityThat Jewish people had toward the nation of Assyria.
当然，这个犹太人对亚述人是很有敌意的。
Yet God called the prophet Jonah to go to the capital city of Nineveh.
但是神就呼召约拿去到这个亚述国的首都尼尼微。
And Assyria is basically where Iraq is today.
亚述国就是当今天的伊拉克。
And God called Jonah to preach against their sin.
神呼召约拿去跟他们说你们犯罪了。
But what did Jonah do?
但是约拿怎么做呢？
He went in the opposite direction.
他去了相反的方向。
He took a boat and headed towards Spain.Basically, what is today Spain?
他上了一艘船是要去西班牙，就是今天的，就是反的方向。
Now, did he misunderstand God's call?
他误解了神的呼召吗？
I don't think so.
应该不是。
Was he afraid of going to the Assyrians?
是他因为要去亚述，他害怕了吗？
But that was not his main concern.
我觉得这个也不是他最担心的事情。
I think Jonah just.Hated the Assyrian people.
我觉得约拿就是因为他很憎恨这个亚述国的人。
He hated the people of Nineveh.
他很憎恨这个尼尼微城市里面的人。
He wanted those people to be punished for their evil.
他希望这些人是因为他们的罪被神惩罚的。
Assyria had never shown mercy to their enemies.
亚述国的人对他们的敌人从来没有表示过怜悯。
So why should God show mercy to them?
为什么神要怜悯这些人呢？
Instead, God should judge them.
相反的，神要去审判他们。
Instead of being gracious to them.
不应该对他们有恩慈。
Suppose God called some Jews during Hitler's regime to go to Berlin.
大家试想想，如果神在二战的时候去呼召一些犹太人去柏林
，and God told these Jewish people to tell these Germans that God was going to destroy Germany unless the Germans repented。
想想，如果神告诉这些犹太人说，你们告诉那些德国人，如果你们不悔改的话，我就要就是摧毁德国了。
Well, the possibility of the Germans repenting would be something very repugnant to the Jewish people.
如果犹太人知道啊，这个德国人听了可能会悔改，他们就会有一些反感。
Maybe back in World War II, maybe some of the Chinese had the same feeling toward Japanese.
当然回到二战的时候，我们中国人可能对日本人也有这种的看法。
Then you get an understanding of what Jonah was feeling about the Assyrians.
这个就可以让我们更了解约拿怎么去想，怎么去看待这些亚述人。
So he did not want to go to Nineveh.
他不想去尼尼微。
Because he was worried that the people might repent.
他担心的是这些人可能会悔改。
And God would spare them and not punish them, which he felt they deserved.
他们悔改后呢，神就可能会饶恕他们，可能会让他们活下来。那这个就是他不想发生的事情。
So again, Jonah, instead of going to Nineveh, headed in the opposite direction.
所以呢，约拿他没有去尼尼微，他反而去了相反的方向。
Now, you would think that God would just punish Jonah for his disobedience.
我们会觉得可能神会因为约拿的不顺服而去惩罚他。
That he would just find someone else.
神可能会呼召其他的人。
But we see in this story God's patience and mercy on Jonah.
但这本书让我们看见神对约拿的怜悯和耐心。
God sent a big storm and a big fish to get Jonah to turn around.
神差派了大风暴和一个大鱼来让约拿去回转。
Please notice that sometimes people who are against the city are often people who do not see their own sinfulness.
我们可以看到，其实很多反对跟城市对立的人，他们自己看不到自己的罪。
They see themselves as good people.Righteous people.
他觉得自己是一个好人，是一个有正义的人。
And they looked down upon others as being sinful.
他们看不起那些他们觉得有罪的人。
Much like the Pharisees in the Gospels.
这个情况很像在圣经里所说的法利赛人。
We need to be reminded, such as in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们要提醒自己，在罗马书的三章二十三节里面说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So as Jonah was headed away from Nineveh, God sent this big storm.
当约拿在去反方向的途中，神就兴起了这个大的风暴。
And the sailors of that ship tried to keep the ship afloat as much as they could.
这个船上的水手呢，就尽量保护这个船，不让它散架。
And they learned that Jonah's disobedience was the cause of the storm.
他们后来才知道，原来约拿的这个不顺服就是这个大风暴的原因。
And even though they didn't want to, they tossed Jonah overboard.
虽然他们不情愿，但是最后还是把约拿扔到了海里。
In chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "The Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah."
在第一章的第十七节就说，耶和华安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿。
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
然后呢，约拿在这个鱼的肚子里三天三夜。
By the way, you should note that the Bible calls it a great fish, not a whale.
在圣经里，这里说的是一条大鱼，而不是鲸。
Because there's another Hebrew word for whale that is not used here.
因为在希伯来语里，鲸是有另外一个字去说的。
Jonah chapter 2 records Jonah's prayer as he was trapped in the stomach of the great fish.
在第二章，约拿书的第二章里就叙述了约拿在鱼肚子里的祷告。
And in that prayer, he calls out to God for help.
在这个祷告里，他向神呼求。
Basically, he says, Lord, I've learned my lesson.
简单的说就是他说，神啊，我已经吸收教训了。
I promise not to obey you.
我保证我在不再我一定去跟随你。
And if you get me out of this fish, I'm going to go and do what you say.
如果你让我离开这个鱼的肚子，你叫我去哪儿我都去。
And so God had compassion upon Jonah.
然后呢，神就对约拿有怜悯了。
Despite his disobedience.
虽然他是不顺服的
，He did not allow him to die.
神没有让他死亡。
And so in verse 10 it says the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah out upon dry land.
在第十节就说耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上了。
And in the beginning of chapter 3, God calls Jonah a second time to the city.
在第三章，神第二次呼召约拿去那个尼尼微城。
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 says, But the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. And so Jonah arose, went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
约拿书第三章一到三节，耶和华的话二次临到约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐的话。约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去，这是尼尼微极大，这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。
So we've seen first God's a call to the city.
我们看见第一次神呼召约拿去尼尼微。
Now we will see God's view of the city.
这里呢，我们就看到神对尼尼微有什么看法。
In Jonah chapter 3 verse 4, it says, Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. He called out, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
在第四章里就说，约拿进城走了一日，宣告说，再等40天，尼尼微必倾覆了。
Now, that word overthrown is the same Hebrew word that describes the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个倾覆就是跟神在创世纪里所说的要摧毁那个索多玛和俄摩拉这两个城的那个倾覆是一样的字。
It means to overturn or to destroy.
那个意思就是把它反转和摧毁。
So Jonah basically expected God to destroy Nineveh as he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
约拿就认为神一定会像就是摧毁索多玛和俄摩拉那样去摧毁尼尼微了。
Now, certainly God saw that the people of Nineveh were evil.
当然神看待尼尼微城里面的人认为他们是有罪的。
And the message that Jonah had was a message of judgment.
约拿所带的信息就是一个审判的信息。
He was not afraid, certainly, to talk about God's wrath.
他当然不害怕就是告诉神的告诉尼尼微人神的怒。
And sometimes today, people are afraid to talk about God's wrath.
很多人今天都很不想去谈神发怒。
They just talk about all the positive things.
他们经常会谈到神他们认为正面的东西。
They tell people, oh, if you become a Christian, you'll have good health and you make a lot of money.
他们告诉人你如果信神的话，你可能有健康，你可能会赚很多的钱。
But we also need to tell people the consequences of our sins.
当然我们也要告诉别人你犯罪后的后果。
And so we need to also be like Jonah in the sense that we need to talk about God's anger and wrath against sin and judgment.
当然我们在这里也要像约拿一样告诉人神的怒，神会发怒。
We should also note that many commentators speculate that maybe Jonah's appearance had been changed.
很多人都可能就是他们猜测约拿当时的外表可能有一些变化。
The fact that he was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights means that he was affected by all that stomach acid that was in there.
因为他在那个鱼的肚子里三天三夜，他的外表可能，他的皮肤可能就是被那个鱼的肚子里的那个酸而就是腐蚀了。
And his skin might have been bleached white.
他的皮肤可能被漂白了。
And so he might have looked like the Walking Dead.
他的外表
except it wasn't Halloween.
他的外表看起来可能就像僵尸一样，虽然当时没有这个万圣节。
But so God might have used his appearance in his preaching as well.
神可能也用了他这个外表，在他就是宣讲神的道的时候。
But in response to his preaching, chapter 3, verse 5 says, the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them.
那尼尼微人听了以后怎么回应呢？在第五节里就说，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从大到至小都穿麻衣。
And so what happened with to Jonah's preaching is that there was this great evangelistic campaign.
约拿所宣讲的后果呢，就是一个很大的福音运动。
And not just 1% or 5%, 100% of the people turned around.
不是像一般的布道会有5%、10%的人回转向神，这里呢是100%。
Fasting and putting on sackcloth were signs of deep repentance.
穿上麻衣和禁食呢，是一个非常非常深的悔改的表现。
And it mentions that from the king all the way down, all the people turned to God.
这里所说的就是从国王一直到平民，他们都转向神。
And verse 10 says, when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them, and he did not do it.
那神看了以后有什么反应呢？第十节里就说，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开了恶道，他就后悔了，不把所说的灾降雨给他们了。
So the greatest miracle in the book of Jonah is not that a man survived in the stomach of a great fish.
在约拿书最大的神迹不是一个人在鱼肚子里被吞了然后活下来。
The greatest miracle is that an entire city turned away from their sin and turned to God.
最大的神迹就是整个城的人他们对自己的罪表示悔改，而且整个城转向归神。
God not only saw the evil of the people of Nineveh, but he saw their repentance.
神不单只看见尼尼微人的罪行，也看见了他们的悔改。
And he had compassion on them.
他对他们有怜悯。
And so he withheld the judgment that he said he was going to bring upon them.
他就后来收回了，他说他要对尼尼微人的审判。
And you would think that the story of Jonah would end right there.
大家可能会觉得这个约拿的故事就从在此结束了。
But it doesn't.
但是没有。
God still had further lessons, particularly for the prophet of Jonah.
神其实还有一课让约拿去学的。
But I want you to know, particularly when it refers to Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, it calls it the great city.
我们看到神在这里指尼尼微，神说它是一个伟大的城市。
It was not just that it was a big city with large buildings.
这里不是指它是一个大的，就是面积大的城市，有很多的高楼大厦。
But I think the focus is on the people.
我觉得这里着重点是在人。
I'm sure that many of us have calendars in our homes.
我相信大家每个人家里都有挂历。
And many of those calendars sometimes would have outdoor scenes.
很多时候那个挂历上有一些户外的照片。
It would be sometimes a picture of a waterfall.
有时候会是一个瀑布的照片。
Sometimes it's a picture of mountains.
有时候会是一个大山的照片。
Sometimes it's a picture of the ocean.
有时候是海洋的照片。
But I doubt if any of us have a calendar with pictures of a crowded subway car.
我觉得大家不会家里的挂历上面有一张地铁里拥挤的照片。
But in some sense, when God sees the world, he sees the people.
有时候神看这个世界，他只看到人。
We know in John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world.
我们看约翰福音的三章十六节就说神爱世人。
And when he sees the world, he loved the world, it wasn't the mountains or the oceans.
当神看这个世界不是那些海洋，不是那些山，而是人。
God loved the people.
神爱世人。
And so God's view of the city is that he sees these people.
神看这个城市的时候，他就会看到这个城市里面的人。
That they are like wayward sheep.
他 他们像一些任性的羊。
They see, God sees people who are helpless and dying in their sin.
神看到人在罪恶中是去趋向死亡的，而且是无助的。
And so when God, as God views the city in this way, it moves him with compassion to love them.
当神看到这个情况的时候，他就有怜悯，就想去拯救这个城市。
And this is the last point, God's love for the city.
这个就是最后一点，神爱城市。
And in verses 1 to 4, it says that Jonah was very angry.
在第四章的第一到第四节，这里说了约拿是很生气的，他想发怒。
It says that he was angry because God spared the city of Nineveh.
他发怒的原因呢，是因为神宽恕了尼尼微城市。
It says that he was really upset that God was not going to destroy the city of Nineveh.
他非常的不高兴，因为神不再去摧毁这个尼尼微城了。
In verse 2, it says, he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster.
第三节里边就说我就祷告耶和华说耶和华啊我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗我知道你有恩典 有怜悯的神不轻易发怒有丰盛的爱并且后悔不降所说的灾所以我速逃往他失去
It's interesting to note that Jonah knew God
我们知道其实约拿很了解神
But he did not want to be like God
但是他不想像神。
He'd rather die than see the people of Nineveh spared.
他宁愿死也不想看到尼尼微的城的人被宽恕。
And again, it's so amazing to see how God is so patient with the prophet Jonah.
在这里我们也看到神如何对约拿是有耐心的。
In a couple of weeks, our church will have its annual missions conference.
在过几个礼拜，我们教会会有拆船大会。
And we will be listening to and learning from missionaries, share about God's compassion for the people that they called them to.
到时候我们就会听到很多传教士去传讲神如何对世界各地的人都有怜悯。
But in this story of Jonah, in some sense, we have a story of a missionary.
在约拿书我们这里也看到一个 传教的故事
In fact, he's a successful missionary.
而且约拿是一个很成功的传教士
But he has a bad attitude.
但是他有一个不好的态度
And God has to teach him a lesson.
神要在这里教训他一下
So verse 5 tells us that Jonah went out outside the city.
第五节就告诉我们神就出就是说约拿出了城
And he sat out there hoping that God somehow would destroy the city.
他就想坐在那儿，希望神最终还是会摧毁尼尼微这个城。
He was hoping God would change his mind and destroy the city, and so he was sitting there watching.
他就希望神会改变主意，然后摧毁这个城。他就想坐在那儿观看。
Well, that part of the world is very hot.
那个地方是一个很热的地方。
And God prepared a plan to give him some shade.
这里呢，神就为他安排了一颗蓖麻。
But and Jonah really appreciated this the shade that comes from this plant.
他约拿呢就很高兴，因为这个蓖麻为他带来了一个阴凉的地方。
Because that part of the world can be very hot.
因为那个地方是很热的。
But the next day, a worm killed that plant.
但是第二天呢，有一个大虫子就把那个蓖麻给吃了。
And he no longer had this shade.
然后呢，约拿就没有这个遮阴的地方了。
And he got so hot, he said, "I'd rather die."
然后呢，他就非常热，他就说，那我宁愿死了。
And so God had done this to teach him a lesson.
神这么做呢，也是想教训他一下。
And basically, he was saying, "You care more about the plant than the people of Nineveh.
神说你竟然对这一棵植物你那么关心，而不关心这个尼尼微城里面的人。
You're more upset about the plant than the lives of the people of Nineveh.
你对这个植物的命关心的程度反而大于这个尼尼微城里面人的命。
And the book of Jonah ends with a question from God.
在约拿书的最后呢，神有一个问题。
We see this in verse 11 of chapter 4.
我们看到四章十一节有一个问题，就是说，何况尼尼微大城，其中不分辨左右的人有十二万，并有许多牲畜，我岂不爱惜呢？
And so the question he asks is, should I not pity the city of Nineveh?
他问的问题就是说，我不应该去爱惜这个城吗？
And God certainly had concern and pity for the people of Nineveh.
当然神对尼尼微城里面的人是很有怜悯，很有爱惜的。
They were, as far as God is concerned, they were not the enemy.
神看尼尼微的人，他不觉得他们是敌人。
They are the victims of the enemy, that is Satan.
神看尼尼微的人是，他们是神敌人手下的受害者，那个敌人是撒旦。
And when God asked that question, should I not pity the city of Nineveh, he highlights two aspects.
当神说我岂能不爱惜这个城呢，他提出了两点。
He talks about in verse 11, in which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left.
第一点就是说城里有十二万人，他们不能分辨左手右手。
Now, some commentators think that, oh, maybe he's talking about young children who don't know their left from the right.
可能有些人就觉得这里神是指那些小孩，他们不知道分辨左右手。
But maybe he's just talking about people in general in their moral state.
但是有可能神是指所有的人，是指他们当时的道德水平。
That they were people who could not tell good from evil.
那是指那些人他们不分辨善恶的那些人。
And remember when Jesus went on the cross,
大家想一想当耶稣在十字架上的时候，
He said, forgive them for they know not what they do.
他为旁边的人祷告说，神啊，宽恕他们，因为他们所做的他们都不知道。
And God also mentions when he talks about pity on the city of Nineveh, he also says much cattle.
当神说尼尼微大城的时候，他也说了有很多的牲畜。
Again, some commentators look at it and say, "Oh, this is talking about the wealth of the people, that their livelihood."
很多人就说神其实是指这些人所有的财富。
But maybe God sees value even in cattle.
可能神对这些牲畜，他也是觉得他们有价值的。
And certainly in this story, Jonah has more care for the plant than he does for the people of Nineveh.
在这里我们看到，约拿对植物的这个怜悯程度大于这个对人的怜悯程度。
And we see earlier in the story that God used the great fish for doing his work.
在前面我们也看到神用一条大鱼来完成自己的神迹。
So the story of Jonah ends with this question.
所以约拿书就在一个问题下结束了。
It doesn't tell us whether Jonah learned this lesson or not.
我们不知道约拿到底有没有吸收这个教训。
At least there's nothing written about it.
最低程度是我们在圣经里是找不到的。
But we do have the book of Jonah.
但是我们最起码的是我们有了约拿书。
And apparently it was written by Jonah.
当然这本书就是约拿自己所写的。
And it talks about things that only Jonah knew, such as the prayer that he had in the belly of the whale.
这个
the great fish, sorry.
这个书里记述了约拿自己才能知道的事情，就好像他在鱼肚子里的祷告。
So based on that, I would say Jonah finally did learn his lesson.
根据这些，我就觉得其实约拿应该是学到了一课。
That he needed to have love for the city.
他知道自己对城市是应该有爱的。
And so the question is, what is our attitude toward the city?
现在我给大家一个问题，我们对城市应该有什么态度呢？
Do we have animosity toward the people?
我们对城市里面的人有敌意吗？
That we see that this city is just full of evil people.
我们看这个城市是不是只看到这个城市里充满了罪恶的人呢？
It's filled with drunkenness and violence and sexual immorality.
是不是充满了酗酒、吸毒和奸淫呢？
Yes, God sees that too.
当然神也看到这些事情。
But he also sees people who are made in the image of God.
当然他也看到其实有很多人是用以神的形象去造的。
And I believe that he wants us to be a church that loves the city.
我相信神让我们是一个爱城市的教会。
We are people who are serving the city and reaching out with them with the love of God.
我们是一个向外扩展的一个教会，去爱这个城市里所有的人。
But if the church is to do that, then the individuals in the church need to have this attitude as well.
如果这个是教会的目标的话，我觉得在教会里面的人也同样的应该有这样的态度。
And so, as we close this sermon, maybe we can just meditate on what's our attitude toward the city.
当我们结束的时候，我们可以自己去回想一下，我们到底对这个城市有什么态度呢？
Do we don't want to have anything to do with the city? We hate the city?
我们是不是对这个城市漠不关心？是不是很憎恨这个城市呢？
We want God to just punish those people?
是不是我们只想神去惩罚那些不好的人呢？
Or do we have compassion like our God?
或者我们是不是像神一样对城市有怜悯呢？
And love the city.
而去更好的去爱这个城市呢？
Let's take a few moments to meditate upon our own attitude and talk to God, and then I'll close in prayer.
让我们几分钟默想一下，然后我们有结束的祷告。
Father, we confess to you, many of us are like Jonah.
天父，我们承认我们很多人都像约拿一样。
That we feel that the people around us are so evil and sinful.
我们觉得我们周边的人都是很邪恶，很有罪恶的。
We want you to just pour out your wrath upon these people.
我们就希望神可以兴起你的义怒。
But thank you for bringing us the real message of Jonah.
谢谢神今天为我们带来约拿书真正的信息。
That you are such a wonderful God with such great mercy and love.
你是一个充满慈爱怜悯的神。
That you love these people, you want people to be saved.
你爱这些人，你想拯救这些人。
And so we pray that we would have that same kind of compassion and love.
我们也在此祷告，希望我们也能有同样的怜悯和爱。
That we as a church will learn to not hate the city, but to love it.
我们作为一个整体的教会，我们学习去爱这个城市。
Not just to tolerate it or be indifferent, but to serve the city.
不是去容忍，而去就是主动的去服侍这个城市。
Because we know that this ultimately glorifies you.
我们知道这样会更加的荣耀呢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.